It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Ideology, denial, bias, and programmed preconceptions continue to rule the day. Quotes of perspective from Mr. Mark Twain. Patriotism is merely a religion, a love of country, worship of country, blind devotion to the country's flag. In absolute monarchies, it is furnished from the throne, cut and dried to the subject. In England and America, it is furnished cut and dried to the citizen by the politician and the newspaper. The newspaper and politician-manufactured patriot often gags in private over his dose, but he takes it and keeps it on his stomach as best he can. Now consider this quote from Mr. Twain. Consider the state of our nation, the state of our society. What is our individual part in it? Here's the quote from Mark Twain. In the beginning of change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave, and hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And to quote another famous proverb, there comes a time when telling the truth is a revolutionary act. That time is now. Question: is it patriotic to blindly support a completely criminal and cancerous government? And to be clear, I am referring to all sides of the political fence, the power structure orchestrated theater to create division and confusion. I'm referring to all administrations going back a century and more. I'm also speaking of governments around the globe, not just our own. I want to make clear as well that the level of criminality and corruption within a government is directly proportionate to the size and power of that government and its military. So remember and consider that the U.S. military is bigger than the next 10 largest militaries combined. The corruption and danger posed by this power center cannot be overstated. Blind, obedient, flag-waving, and order-following is not patriotism. It is tyranny. It is cowardly conformism. Question: is it patriotic to pretend that our government is not conducting countless activities that are pushing us all towards certain near-term planetary omnicide? Activities like climate engineering, aka weather and biological warfare, forced toxic vaccinations, another point to consider, toxic fluoridation of our waters, toxic chemical-laden foods, the highly dangerous microwave radio frequency transmissions that we're being immersed in, more on that in a moment, the looting, plundering, pillaging and poisoning of the environment to serve corporate cronyism, and the use of the most massive military juggernaut in the history of the human race to ensure that no amount of reason stands in the way of the power structure agenda. Total insanity. We are literally living in an insane asylum. Second clarification, we will not be here much longer on the current course. This is not my opinion. This is a mathematical certainty. Those that still choose not to believe that this is a possibility will soon. Can we alter the current course in time to salvage what is yet left of our once thriving planet and its remaining life support systems? If and only if the current level of willful apathy is abandoned. If and only if the power structure crafted false patriotism is abandoned. And a sense of honor and virtuous responsibility toward our children and the web of life is adopted. We must see through the constant smoke and mirrors, the power structure distraction theater that is pushed by the mainstream media weapon of mass distraction. Our planet is dying. The ship is going down by the day, and we are all passengers on it. Stay tuned for dire, breaking frontline headlines. Headlines and issues that most sources will not touch on or correctly connect. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for September 8, 2018. This is a commercial-free news hour brought to you by GeoengineeringWatch.org, paid for by GeoengineeringWatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday morning 6 to 7, Sunday morning 7 to 8. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, this announcement, as always, free geoengineeringwatch.org. Informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition in Reading. This includes commercial copies of 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth, Experts Speak Out, shocking documentary for those who are truly patriotic, a must watch. For those not in the Reading area, the latest GeoengineeringWatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of GeoengineeringWatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Announcement for Jim Fair, staunch ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering at every single one of their events, is a stocked GeoengineeringWatch.org informational booth. If you show up at these events for materials to help you sound the alarm on the climate engineering issue, you can get into the event free. Just tell them why you are there. The next event for Jim Fair, San Rafael, California, September 14th through September 16th at the Marin Center Exhibit Hall. Salt Lake City, Utah, September 21st through September 23rd at the Mountain American Exposition Center. Boise, Idaho, September 28th through September 30th at the Expo Idaho location. If you're in those regions, please show up. Get the materials you need to help wake those around you and help us to sound the alarm. If you show up at a Jim Fair event and for any reason no one is at the booth, find some of the Jim Fair staff. They will help you. They are exceptional human beings that are completely committed to the fight for the greater good. Now that we are nearing the anniversary of the 9/11 false flag event that was used to completely unleash the military industrial juggernaut of total insanity in the quest for resources around the globe, I will post next week a one-hour, one-on-one interview with myself and the head of the 9/11 Architects and Engineers Group, Mr. Richard Gage. This is a revealing one-hour interview. Again, will be posted on the anniversary of 9/11. Here's a big-picture summary snapshot. Human activity, fueled by so-called technological advances, continues to decimate the planet and the web of life. How many stop to question why truly blue skies are now nearly non-existent? How many are excusing away months on end of smoke-filled skies and incinerating forests as just being a result of not cutting down enough trees? Because that's what government sources like Trump appointee Ryan Zinke tells them to believe. A blatant and completely verifiably false narrative, a lie. That would be clear to any that are willing to open their eyes and honestly examine the fact. I'm speaking from first-hand experience, having done habitat restoration on an industrial scale in the forest for many years, having done 6 extensive cost-share habitat restoration programs that involve federal agencies, having worked with these agencies, having done countless, literally countless controlled burns in the forest, removing fuel moistures, many of these burns solo, that I was able to manage myself very large burns in the past that can no longer be carried out because of the radically changed conditions with the climate, the atmosphere, the dying trees, the intense UV, the cutoff of the precipitation. That's the problem. Not the lie that we're not cutting down enough trees. That's a blatant, glaring lie. I'll post more about this next week as well to further reveal this official lie. Technologies like climate engineering and nuclear power are further pounding the nails into our collective coffins. For those who think Fukushima, the nightmare of Fukushima, is over, think again. It's just beginning. There is no known technology to deal with Fukushima, a triple nuclear meltdown, a nuclear volcano with no end in sight, nor is there any known technology to deal with the inevitable additional nuclear power plant meltdowns that will come eventually, hundreds of them. Once global power grids can no longer be maintained and begin to shut down, this will occur. The circus of insanity unfolding on planet Earth is about to get going in earnest. Buckle up. The now rescheduled Reading Engineering Awareness and Call to Action event will take place on Saturday evening, October 20th, at the Holiday Inn Ballroom in Reading, California. This comprehensive presentation covering the dire dangers of climate engineering is absolutely free. Very informative and effective awareness-raising materials will be given to every person who attends, also free, including commercial DVDs, booklets, flyers, canvas, geoengineeringwatch.org carry bags, and more. These materials will greatly assist with the awakening of others to the ongoing global climate engineering insanity. The evening's presentation will be the most complete, comprehensive, and alarming expose ever produced by geoengineeringwatch.org. Immediately after the presentation, an extended public question and answer period will ensue, along with a call to action session. Specific essential strategies for peacefully but powerfully raising public awareness will be outlined in detail. Climate engineering is the single greatest causal factor fueling the record global firestorms. This conclusion will be backed up with facts at this presentation. For those that are still skeptical of the climate engineering reality, or for those who have family members that are skeptical, please attend this event and have your questions answered with verifiable facts. For those who are completely committed to denying climate engineering because it is just too frightening to face, please come to the Reading event, publicly present your basis for denial, and be willing to listen to the verifiable facts. The bottom line is this. Our collective reality is unraveling by the day, going about our lives as if nothing is wrong, or as if everything will somehow magically get better if we just continue to ignore what is occurring, is a recipe for total collapse and mathematically certain near-term planetary extinction. If you don't believe this is possible, again, please attend the Saturday, October 20th event at the Holiday Inn in Reading. Further event information will soon be posted at geoengineeringwatch.org, along with a free downloadable event flyer that can be printed and shared. Full color glossy event flyers should also be available at Orchard Nutrition in Reading within 2 weeks. I hope all who are able to attend this event will, and you can connect with others who are willing to help sound the alarm for the greater good. On to headlines. In regard to the rapidly deteriorating state of the world, consider this new headline from Bloomberg.com and other sources. Quote, the super rich of Silicon Valley have a doomsday escape plan. From that report, wealthy Americans have stepped up investment in New Zealand. Parliament in New Zealand votes to ban foreigners from buying bolt hole homes. This is a underground bunker, basically very expensive, shipped from the U.S. to New Zealand. From this report, years of doomsday talk at Silicon Valley dinner parties has turned into action. In recent months, two 150-ton survival bunkers journeyed by land and sea from Texas to the shores of New Zealand, where they're buried 11 feet underground. Seven Silicon Valley entrepreneurs have purchased bunkers from Rising Esco and planted them in New Zealand in the past 2 years, said Gary Lynch, the manufacturer's general manager. At the first sign of an apocalypse, a nuclear war, a killer germ, a revolution-style uprising targeting the 1%, the Californians plan to hop on a private jet and hunker down in New Zealand. Yes, some of those at the top of the food chain are getting ready, while most of the population is busy with distractions, fed to them by the power structure, to distract them until the last possible moment. That's what's occurring. Now consider this statement on something that so many have seemed to be completely willing to ignore, the dangers of radio frequency microwave transmissions. This statement from Stop Smart Meters, Woodstock, New York. Quote, when governments to the benefit of industry colludes to enforce 5G on the public that has not been proven safe and that there are no peer-reviewed studies demonstrating they are safe, then that government is or has become fascist by definition. In fact, we have peer-reviewed study to prove it is not safe, highly harmful. More on that in a moment. September 5th of this week, this report also from Stop Smart Meters Woodstock. September 5th of this week, the FCC issued an order enacting, quote, accelerating wireless broadband deployment by removing barriers to infrastructure investment, which states this from the FCC report. To meet the rapidly increasing demand for wireless services and prepare our national infrastructure for 5G transmissions. Remember that 5G, if you're not familiar with this. This declaratory ruling and third order report and order is a part of a national strategy to promote the build out of this new infrastructure across the country by eliminating impediments that unnecessarily add delays and costs to bringing advanced service to the public. In other words, they are throwing the rule book out the window and putting 5G up everywhere in this country as fast as they possibly can. Now, consider this headline from multiple sources. This subject easy to research for any who have the courage to do so. 5G, the same frequencies used for pain-inflicting crowd control. Multiple studies from multiple sources to confirm that 5G is used for this purpose. Inflicting pain on the human body to control crowds. Don't believe me? Look it up. Military technology. Now consider this report from countless sources. Countless sources. Microwave weapon now strongly suspected in mystery attacks on U.S. diplomats in China and Cuba. From that report, doctors and scientists increasingly suspect attacks with unconventional sonic microwave weapons are at the center of a creeping war on U.S. foreign diplomats. That war may soon be carried out against all of us. Civilian populations. 5G. Think about it. The report continues. The victims reported hearing intense high-pitched sounds in their hotel rooms or homes, followed by symptoms that included nausea, severe headaches, fatigue, dizziness, sleep problems, and hearing loss. A medical team that examined 21 of those affected in Cuba did not mention microwave weapons as a cause in a study published in March in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Why didn't they mention it? The report continues, but its lead author, Douglas Smith, the director of the Center for Brain Injury and Repair at the University of Pennsylvania, told the New York Times in an article published overnight, last week, that microwave weapons are now considered a main suspect, that the team is increasingly sure the diplomats suffered brain injury from. Brain injury. Connect the dots. Radio frequency microwave transmissions, 5G transmissions, stated on the record, used for this type of purpose. Toxic vaccinations, fluoridated water, toxic heavy metals raining down through the sky from climate engineering. How many red flags do we need to be clear that we are absolutely under assault from a completely out-of-control power structure that could not do what they do without legions of honorless order followers carrying out their bidding? It's not just them to be feared at the top. It's us. It's us, people we all know who are part of this system, who support this system of total insanity that is leading us to certain near-term planetary omnicide. If you think radio frequency microwave transmissions are not highly harmful, think again. Final statements from this report. This is from the lead researcher of the report. Quote, everybody was relatively skeptical at first, he was quoted as saying, and everyone now agrees there's something there. The report continues, according to the Times, an American scientist, Alan Frey, first discovered in 1960 that the brain can perceive microwaves as sound. His discovery opened a new field of research that ultimately led both the United States and the Soviet Union to explore microwaves' potential use in unconventional weapons. A weapon. That's exactly what's unfolding. If you think things couldn't be that bad, please, don't go off ideology, preconception, and bias. Do some real research. Please. Now, stop and consider the following excerpts from a peer-reviewed science study published in the U.S. National Library of Medicine. Here is the study. Here's the title. Effect of Radio Frequency Electromagnetic Radiations on Passive Avoidance Behavior and Hippocampal Morphology in Rats. Introduction. These are just excerpts. The interaction of mobile phone radio frequency electromagnetic radiation with the brain is a serious concern for our society. Objective, we evaluated the effect of radio frequency microwave transmissions from mobile phones on passive avoidance behavior and hippocampal morphology in rats. which we are all rats in a grand experiment, by the way, for those who doubt that, that's simply a fact. If you look at frontline data, results from this study, quote, passive avoidance behavior was significantly affected again in mobile phone, radio frequency, microwave transmission exposed rats. Marked morphology changes were also observed in the CA3 region of the hippocampus of the mobile phone exposed rats in comparison to the control rats, which were not exposed. Conclusion. Mobile phone radio frequency microwave exposure significantly altered the passive avoidance behavior of the rats. Made them passive. Made them avoid challenge. Think about that. We are absolutely all rats in a grand and lethal experiment, committing our own suicide in a sense, because this sort of insanity, filling our skies with electrosmog, highly toxic radio frequency transmissions, highly dangerous, now 5G, the worst of all, used verifiably as crowd control to inflict pain on the human body. And we are facilitating this for those in power, legions of order followers that do not consider the immorality of what they're participating in. This must change, or we have no chance. No chance. Now consider this headline from PalmBeachDailyNews.com and other sources. Official, Palm Beach exempt from 5G wireless law. Follow me through with this. Town manager says island and other coastal communities carved out of state legislation. Legislation has passed the House and Senate and is awaiting Governor Rick Scott's signature. The ban temporarily blocks all applications to place wireless facilities on public property. That's amazing, isn't it? Isn't that Mr. Trump's neck of the woods? I think so. A reminder of other dire dangers being forced on populations from a criminally insane power structure and the legions of, again, honorless order followers that serve it. Consider this report excerpt. Biopersistence and brain translocation of aluminum adjuvants in vaccinations. Aluminum nanoparticle-containing vaccines are often injected at birth and at 2, 4, and 6 month, quote, well baby pediatric visits that most American infants endure. Until 2000, the even more neurotoxic vaccine ingredient, mercury-containing thimerosal, a quote preservative, was in many infant vaccines. The number of approved big pharma-produced vaccines tripled after the U.S. government in 1986 absolved Big Pharma's vaccine corporations, who are in collaboration with Big Medicine, of any and all medical liability for the many vaccine injuries that their highly profitable products were causing. Most mercury-containing vaccines were slowly phased out when the epidemics of vaccine-associated childhood autism spectrum disorders, asthma, allergies, ADHD, autoimmune disorders, anxiety, Alzheimer's disease were found to correlate with the thimerosal and or aluminum. And for the record, that list of 8 disorders are just those that start with the letter A. There are many more. Now we know that aluminum, which was increasingly added to vaccines after the mercury was removed from most vaccines, is just as toxic, but with different mechanisms of actions. The link on greenmedinfo.com, that website, contains the links to over 500 medical journal articles that discuss the huge variety of vaccine-associated disorders. Vaccines are absolutely not safe, absolutely not about the common good. I realize how difficult that is for so many people to believe who are operating off ideology, bias, and preconception. I'm asking you, I'm begging you, for the sake of our children, if you really care about your children, please do some actual research and stop blindly conforming to the official narrative, which is a verifiably false narrative. Do some research. On that note, Alzheimer's Walk in Reading, Saturday, September 22nd. Alzheimer's now proven to be directly connected to aluminum as a core causal factor. Peer-reviewed study now proving without aluminum, there would be no Alzheimer's in the normal lifespan of 100 years. And yet, the Alzheimer's Foundation refuses to acknowledge this fact. There are members of the aluminum industry sitting on the Alzheimer's Foundation boards. I wonder why they're not willing to tell the truth. As I stated in previous broadcasts, the Alzheimer's Foundation refused a $500 donation from geoengineeringwatch.org to set up an informational booth to make available peer-reviewed study proving aluminum was directly connected to Alzheimer's. They did not want that information distributed no matter what. Threatened to arrest me when I showed up. I've been over this before. They didn't. I invited them to do so. That would have brought more attention to the issue. They did not do so. For those who truly care about the Alzheimer's issue, you also must do some real research. Connect the dots. Aluminum, Alzheimer's. Very simple dot to connect. Please, find your courage. Be willing to do so. Don't passively avoid this challenge. I realize the radio frequency transmissions might make us all more prone to do so, but we must rise above that type of challenge. We must be willing to face the truth head on. There's not half a truth. There's only the whole truth. Face it head on. Follow up. Speaking of the truth, last week I covered the newly released reports conclusively confirming that, quote, air pollution causes huge reduction in intelligence. That's directly from the headline. That's not my words. Air pollution causes huge reduction in intelligence. And let's remember that much of that air pollution contains what? Aluminum. Aluminum. Lab tests prove this. 70 tests in Northern California alone. Aluminum is raining down through the air column, part of climate engineering operations, and all official agencies are patently avoiding this subject, trying to hide it, lying about it. Legions of order followers carrying out the bidding of those in power to protect their paychecks and pensions. That's what's happening. This is a recipe for near-term planetary omnicide, the demise of our species and perhaps the entire web of life. So the entire headline, air pollution causes huge reduction in intelligence, study reveals. And now this reminder from a report which I also covered on a previous broadcast. Consider this, based on everything I've just outlined. EPA science advisor for the current administration, defends comment on dirty air helping kids. The current administration appointed Robert Phelan, this is the Trump administration, to the EPA as science advisor. And he stated this on the record. Modern air, Phelan says, is a little too clean for optimum health. Really, Mr. Phelan, what part of science don't you understand with all these reports? Your job, I would argue, as I've just outlined, is to hide the threat from the public, to pacify them until the last possible moment. And how many people in the population are willing to accept this sort of idiocy across the board? And it's not just one party. It's every side of the political fence. Every side is a part of it. And the conflict between the two official parties is simply smoke and mirrors. Those who have any regard for our collective futures, for the futures of our children, for the future of the web of life, will focus on the wider horizon and not be distracted by the power structure orchestrated political theater. On to what's raining down through our atmosphere. What part does biological warfare play? Consider this headline from the UK Guardian. It's not if, it's when. The deadly pig disease is spreading around the world. For those who think that governments around the globe, most especially including our own, are not doing biological experiments on innocent populations, think again. Historical fact. Hundreds of documented cases of the U.S. government, U.S. military experimenting, biological experiments on U.S. innocent U.S. populations. Please don't believe me. Find the courage to investigate for yourself. From this report, swine fever has made its way into China, home of half the world's pigs. Biological warfare, very, very certainly a part of what is unfolding around our globe in many forms. Moving back to the ongoing weather warfare scenario being carried out by weather terrorists working for governments around the globe. This headline, another one from the UK Guardian and other sources. The land falls silent. Australian farmers battle life without rain. I want to state again for the record, whatever one wants to consider the agendas, whatever one wants to believe in regard to the agendas, the fact that the climate engineers can and are controlling the spigot all over the globe. They control the flow of rain. They control where it rains, how much, how toxic it is, and that is the fact of the matter. And that conclusion is backed up by hard science data and historical records. Don't believe me. Research it. Show up to the event in Reading. Find out what you didn't know perhaps didn't want to know, but need to know. From this report, years of drought across New South Wales and Queensland forced graziers to question their future. I'll state again on the record, mathematically speaking, on the current course, we must all question our futures, near-term futures. On the current course, mathematically speaking, we have none. From Quartz.com and other sources, this new report, extreme heat is killing America's farm workers. From that report, it's not just farm workers that are suffering in the heat. Between 1992 and 2016, nearly 800 workers died in extreme heat, while close to 70,000 suffered serious injury, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. As bad as those numbers sound, they are likely obscure, far short of the truth, OSHA said. That heat-related deaths are most likely underreported, and therefore the true mortality rate is likely far higher. Hidden statistics. That's what the official consumer protection agencies, environmental protection agencies, that's what their job is, to hide the truth. As the interview I just did with EPA whistleblower Michael Davis, anyone can listen to that at geoengineeringwatch.org, proved when he tried to bring to light the climate engineering contamination, starting with aluminum, and the highly toxic fluoridated water, he was fired. He was fired, and that's what our system does, and that's what causes all the obedient order followers to simply conform, even though they're participating in their own near-term suicide and that of their families. That's what it amounts to. Another headline from news.cornell.edu and other sources. This report, groundwater loss prompts more California land sinking. Again, consider and remember, the climate engineers control the spigot. They control the flow of water. This is not theory, conjecture, or hypothesis. We have NASA satellite imagery to prove what is occurring off the North American West Coast is a complete blocking of precipitation from climate engineering. We have countries around the globe admitting it's being done to their countries too, like Iran. I've been over that in previous broadcasts. No time to cover it now. But the climate engineers absolutely control the flow of precipitation, period. Whatever you want to speculate is their agenda or agendas, that's the fact of the matter. From this report, as an engineering problem, subsidence damages infrastructure, causes roads to crack, and gives rise to sinkholes, expensive problems to fix. Quote, one of the places where it really matters is in California, where the aqueduct system that brings water to that region is buckling. They're engineered very carefully, the aqueduct, to have the correct slope to carry a given amount of water. Now, one of the major aqueducts in that area is bowed and can't deliver as much water. It's a huge engineering nightmare, going to get worse. The ground is sinking. Not enough precipitation, too much groundwater being pumped out, and the delicate card house of modern industrialized society is starting to crack apart. Another headline from the UK Guardian and other sources, this report. California's response to record wildfires shift to 100% clean energy. That will not fix the problem. Will not fix the problem. And I'm off-grid. I have a background in that arena. But that's not the core of the problem. From this report, California's Democratic leaders pretending to do something. Again, it's all sides of the fence involved with this deception. Are determined to fight the climate change that's ravaging their state, with no mention of climate engineering, which is the core causal factor behind the wildfires. I'm not denying anthropogenic damage to the climate system or anthropogenic climate change. Not denying that. But there can be no legitimate discussion about that subject without first and foremost including the climate engineering elephant in our skies. Period. From the report, in America today, it's rare to see political leaders respond to a threat with an appropriate evidence-based policy solution. It's not rare. It's almost non-existent. And in regard to responding to the disintegrating climate with no mention of the climate engineering elephant in the room, we have yet more lies and deception. The report continues, California has been battered by extreme weather, intensified by climate change from 2012 to 2016. The state was scorched by its worst drought in over a millennium, 1,000 years. Weather whiplash, how many times have we outlined that at geoengineeringwatch.org? In fact, search that at geoengineeringwatch.org. Search geoengineeringwatch.org weather whiplash. On any search engine, you'll find articles to outline what's happening and why and where climate engineering fits into the equation. From the report again, weather whiplash struck in 2017 when much of the state broke precipitation records, not in the mountainous regions, only in the valley areas. Not many mountainous regions experienced their normal exponentially higher rainfall because of atmospheric particulates from climate engineering, weather records being systematically falsified. The report continues. This combination led to devastating mudslides and created the conditions for the most destructive and costly wildfire season on record in 2017. That is a blatant, glaring lie. They're implying that the excess rain in 2017 was responsible for an astounding amount of growth that caused the fires now. That's a lie. I live in the middle of the forest. You can't see anything regarding civilization in any direction. I have bled, sweat, and cried in the forest. I know exactly how fast these trees are growing. My father was an arborist. I've grown up in this arena my entire life. These trees are not growing. They are dying. And they're dying because the rain is laden with toxic heavy metal particulates like aluminum, proven to stunt and kill trees slowly by causing them to shut down nutrient uptake. We have a destroyed ozone layer that's frying the trees. If you can't feel the intense UV, you're not paying attention. We have a disrupted hydrological cycle that I've just outlined. We have more incendiary dust in the air. Tiny particles of heavy metals like aluminum are highly flammable. Climate engineering, the most significant core causal factor for the increase in fires. And we have every official agency lying about the true core causal factors. Total tyranny. In academia, betraying the human race, betraying their fellow citizens, betraying their family, and betraying the entire web of life by propagating the official lies of denial. In regard to the severity of lies coming from California officials and official quote agencies, a few reminders of circumstances I've mentioned on previous broadcasts. I've sat in Gavin Newsom's office, private meetings with Lieutenant Governor Newsom, his top aides, presenting data on climate engineering, which they did not refute. Nothing from them. Nothing. Spineless cowards. 2009, I presented data to the California Energy Commission at the Capitol in Sacramento with their top scientists present at a meeting in which a meter was voted for purchase from Scripps Institute, a $200,000 spectrometer to determine the, quote, chemical composition and origin of particulates of unknown origin that were costing the state 20 to 40% of its rainfall. That meter was purchased and never seen again. Never. Where is that $200,000 spectrometer? Gone. Somewhere else. I've been in Barbara Boxer's office. I might as well have pounded my head against the wall or the pavement. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Any side of the fence, it does not matter. I've had private meetings with top EPA officials who told me to my face the system is completely rigged. They are told to test for combustion particulates only. The rest of the samples go out the window. The entire system is rigged, in their words, stated in their words. Agencies here in Northern California, in Redding, meetings which I attended, closed door meeting and shown tests that prove massive spikes in aluminum were going down the Sacramento River, and the agencies could not determine where all that aluminum was coming from, and they have never, ever disclosed it. They have not disclosed it. Criminality on all fronts by people that all of us know, people that simply think they're just doing their job when in fact what they're doing to preserve their paychecks and pensions is ensuring all of our near-term extinction. That's what's occurring, and especially in the military. I want to state again, and I'll continue to state so, though I respect your motive for what you think you're doing, I'm asking you to consider the oath you took to protect your citizens from all threats, foreign and domestic, and blindly carrying out orders without questioning the morality or the consequence of those orders is not patriotism. It's not honorable. It's not moral. I'm asking you to look in the mirror and ask yourself what you're a part of. How are you serving your family? How are you serving the citizens of this country by blindly following orders that serve a power structure, not freedom, not democracy, not human rights, that serve an empire? That's the fact of the matter. More headlines. From Bloomberg and other sources, this new report, Miami will be underwater soon. Its drinking water could go first. Yes, it is occurring at blinding speed, not off on the horizon. It's here now. from that report, barring a stupendous reversal in greenhouse gas emissions, which we all know isn't going to happen, they're doubling down on climate engineering, the rising Atlantic will soon cover much of Miami. It states later this century. That's not true. It's much, much closer. Headlines like this, always at the end, try to pacify the population. It's a few decades out, so just go on about your life. I spoke about that in the beginning of this broadcast. If you're simply going about your business, your personal pursuits of pleasure, while the planet is imploding around us, while the life support systems of the planet are disintegrating, that is a total shirking of our responsibility to our children. We don't own our lives. We owe our lives to our children. Period. Period. No exceptions. How many times do we hear political leaders say it's the economy that matters? No, it's not the economy. It's the death of the planet on which our lives depend. That's what matters. The economy is a facade. Industrialized society is a card house that's coming down as we speak. The life support systems of the planet are what matters. Continuing, what's happening with Hurricane Florence? What we currently see is a cyclone that is being systematically weakened by the climate engineers so that it can be more easily steered, just as the catastrophic cyclones from last year were weakened, steered, and pushed across the Atlantic Ocean, and then allowed to strengthen before impact. Where will Florence be steered to? Who can say? For those that doubt hurricane modification programs exist, check your history. Such programs have been a matter of historical record for over 70 years, starting with Project Cirrus in 1947. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. Search on any search engine, geoengineeringwatch.org, hurricane manipulation, and see the captures we have in articles of the radio frequency microwave transmissions steering storms like Harvey, Maria, Julio. Look for yourself and don't operate from bias, ideology, and preconception. Look at the facts. Record droughts, record fires, record floods, and deluges continue to batter the planet while the climate engineering elephant in the skies is officially denied. Record earthquake frequency will also continue to increase with the thermal expansion of the planet's strata and from the use of Earth's ionosphere heater facilities, microwave radio frequency transmissions, bounced off the atmosphere and back into the strata, also creating seismic activity. Now, this parallel report on sea level rise from the other side of the world from Scientific American. Here's the headline. New walls aim to hold back rising seas off Tanzania. Total futility. As if they can build a wall to hold back the ocean. Total futility. The willful blindness of the human race. We have not shot ourselves in the foot, we have shot ourselves in the head. Anthropogenic activity with climate engineering at the top of the list has now decimated Earth's former energy balance. We are spiraling toward a very inhospitable planet. From this report, coastal erosion and flooding threaten Dar es Salaam, one of Africa's fastest growing cities. Not for long. It's going to be underwater. They're going to need snorkels in that city. Without action, experts say the Tanzanian coastline could become inundated with seawater by the end of the 21st century. Another lie of pacification. Not could, not may, not might, and not the end of the 21st century. No question. Very, very soon. It's happening right now. Always an attempt to downplay the severity at the end of these articles. It finishes with this. It could permanently scar Dar es Salaam, the largest and fastest growing city in Africa's coastal zone. No could, no may, no might. That city's days are numbered, as are all other coastal cities. From the UK Independent and other sources, Earth quickly heading for a, quote, point of no return unless we take immediate action, climate scientists warn. Sounds like a dire headline, doesn't it? Far short of how bad it really is. Excerpts from the report. Even this dramatic estimate could be overly optimistic, the authors say. The Earth is quickly heading for the, quote, point of no return unless we act immediately, climate scientists have warned. If governments don't act decisively on global warming before 2035, these are statements of pacification, it will be very unlikely that we'll be able to limit global warming to under 2 degrees. According to a major new study, if warming reaches over that point, it is likely to trigger climate catastrophe that could, may, might, make much of the world unlivable. Total deception in this article. We passed the point of no return about two decades ago or more. We will never, ever know the planet we have known. And if we're lucky, if we all stand up together, we may salvage some of Earth's life support systems. If we don't, we're done. I saw a Facebook banner that stated this very appropriately. quote, explain to future generations that it was, quote, good for the economy when they can't farm the land, drink the water, or breathe the air. That's the insanity we live in. From India Today and other sources, this report. Warm water trapped under the Arctic might melt the entire pack. Could, may, might. Again and again and again. No, warm water will melt the ice. It's happening now, and all we see on satellite data, which we examine at geoengineeringwatch.org every single day, all we see is broken ice. Broken ice pack and slush being systematically hidden by those in power until the last possible moment, because the ramifications are so grave, they know the public will panic when they know. But we better reach that point soon. We must overturn the current paradigm of apathy and denial. We must face reality, or we have no chance. Another headline. Methane reaches unprecedented levels. From that report, methane reached peak levels as high as 3,369 parts per billion on August 31st, 2018, while mean global levels were as high as 1,903 parts per billion. Why is that so important and so dire? Because there's enough methane in the Arctic alone that as it thaws and releases into the atmosphere, it will turn this planet into Venus. And it's happening. Climate engineering is making it worse, not better. In the attempt to hide what's unfolding with climate engineering and using climate engineering as a weapon, those in power are further fueling the planetary meltdown. How do some respond? Those who are going to try to make money off what's unfolding to the last possible moment. From oilprice.com, consider this headline that so clearly illustrates the blind greed and insanity that drives so much of the human race. Melting Arctic ice creates new opportunities for liquid natural gas. Melted ice caps, easier shipping, more money, until the planet completely incinerates. A circus of insanity. From Science Daily and other sources, this new report. Most land-based ecosystems worldwide risk major transformation due to climate change. There's no risk. It's happening now. We have forests around the globe being turned into lifeless moonscapes from wildfires that the climate engineers appear to be using to further load the atmosphere with light-scattering particulates to provide temporary cooling on the planet at the cost of a certain near-term omnicide. That is their mentality. Search the reports at geoengineeringwatch.org to find out more. But there's no risk of major transformation to the ecosystem. It's here now, unfolding by the day. From the news source, dissidentvoice.org, this new report headline. Listen to this carefully. Multiple sources are covering this type of frontline report because frontline data makes clear the immediacy of what is unfolding. The report states human extinction by 2026, question mark. I'll cover a few excerpts from the report, but would recommend looking it up and reading the entire report. Again, from dissidentvoice.org. Recent research has drawn attention to the fact that the alarming loss of insects will likely take down humanity before global warming hits its maximum velocity. The worldwide loss of insects is simply staggering, with some 75% to 90% happening much faster than paleoclimate record rates of the past five major extinctions, happening exponentially faster now. Again, stop for a single moment. Consider the power structure, scripted theater that we see on all major networks. Consider the idiocy of that while our species is hurtling toward near-term, mathematically certain omnicide, total extinction. Final statement from this report. Again, long report, recommend everybody look that up and read it in its entirety, but it states this. In conclusion, relying on our ignorance and our complicity, elites kill vast areas of Earth's biosphere through war and other military violence, subject to uncontrolled releases of radioactive contamination and use of geoengineering, report cites geoengineering, to wage war on Earth's climate, environment, and ultimately ourselves. Read that report that finally, thankfully, references the immense danger from geoengineering, climate engineering. Moving on. As I've stated countless times, biosphere collapse will fuel power structure total desperation. From multiple sources, consider this report. Russia's largest newspaper warns citizens direct military confrontation is coming with the United States. Stop and remember the report I gave last week that Russia was warning another false flag chemical attack was about to be staged by Western powers to justify further aggression in the Middle East. All part of what was outlined directly after 9/11 from Wesley Clark. All part of the plan. Please research former broadcasts to get more details on what I have just outlined. But the bottom line, as biosphere collapse progresses, the power structure, most especially Western powers, now are becoming incredibly desperate because they need the resources to continue to fuel the military juggernaut of insanity. Russia has those resources. The Middle East has those resources. That's why we're there. Another headline from numerous sources, this shocking report. Trump warns Syria and Russia and Iran against attack on rebel stronghold. Why again and again and again? And not just Trump. Obama, absolutely, as well. And going back much further than that, Bush's, Clinton's. Why are terrorists protected again and again? Because they serve the military-industrial complex. They provide the premise for the empire's invasion of country after country after country. Every administration, doesn't matter the political stripe. Please understand that. Please look past the political theater. Understand it's all a facade. Every side of the fence. Here's the direct quote from Trump. President Bashar al-Assad of Syria must not attack Idlib province. That's a terrorist stronghold. To be clear, the U.S. government is telling the legitimate government of a sovereign nation that they and their allies had better not make any attempt to deal with the last terrorist stronghold in their country. Terrorists like ISIS that, again, have been continuously armed and supplied by the U.S. and Western powers. Terrorists that have been used, as I stated, to destabilize nations and then to justify U.S. military occupation and subsequent confiscation of natural resources like oil. These dots are not hard to connect. Now back to the reality show of our so-called government, and I refer to all political parties, all sides of the orchestrated political theater. As the planet spirals into total meltdown, being further fueled by the officially denied climate engineering insanity, of which the U.S. government is the biggest participant, consider the following quote from the current occupant of the White House. The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make U.S. manufacturing non-competitive. Now, against the backdrop of the planetary meltdown accelerating by the day and the ongoing climate engineering insanity being ramped up by the day, which is further fueling that meltdown, consider the following statements from the current occupant of the White House.
It's supposed to be 70 degrees today. It's freezing here. Speaking of global warming, where is we need some global warming?
And has previously dismissed global warming as a hoax.
So Obama's talking about all of this with the global warming and that. And a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I mean, it's a money-making industry, okay?
For the record, Mr. Obama, also a criminal element in the power structure, as was the Clinton administration, the Bush administration, and many more preceding them. All a part of the power structure, divide and conquer political theater. For those that have so far chosen to believe everything is fine because someone like Mr. Trump or anyone else says so, please, please summon the courage to actually investigate the facts. If you're near enough to the October 20th free public awareness event in Reading, please attend. Please examine verifiable facts. Please don't base your conclusion on power structure lies designed to pacify populations till the brutal, bitter end. Please look around you. Please look up. Please find the courage to fully activate your sense of reason and responsibility. To academicians that are hiding in the shadows, rally your colleagues. Stand up. Come forward. Do the right thing. Tell the truth. Make your voices heard. While it matters, while it can still make a difference. Soon, very soon, your paychecks and pensions will not matter. To all that are listening to this broadcast, I say this. Are you willing to go silently into the night? If you believe that someone, somewhere, in the government or in official agencies is going to make everything okay, you're making a grave and verifiable mistake. How much longer, I ask, will we collectively be willful participants in our own near-term suicide? Because that is the path we are on. This is a mathematical fact. Anyone who summons the strength to actually examine verifiable facts, anyone who summons the courage to overcome programmed preconceptions, bias, and ideology will recognize the gravity and immediacy of the converging catastrophes that are closing in on us all. Again, I ask this. Why are we here? What's the point? What is the purpose? What is our purpose? Though there is much we cannot yet know or understand, can anyone argue this? doing the right thing is the right thing to do, no matter what, no matter how long the odds against success. That exercising our will honorably, virtuously, for the greater good is inarguably the correct course of action. That doing all we can to ensure a future for our children and the web of life is not just an option, but an absolute obligation. The walls are closing in on us all. We must make every day count in the battle to wake the masses to what is unfolding. Share credible data from a credible source. Make your voice heard. If you're in the Reading area near enough to attend the coming Climate Engineering Awareness, Warning, and Call to Action event, please come. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.